Arm's Length Reporting, for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. Time for KER Politics. You know, you've got to talk about an incredibly messed up world out there politically anyway. Let's start with Hunter Biden, Jimmy. You know, there are a number of people who are doing hard time right now for possession of cocaine, for possession particularly of crack cocaine, and et cetera, et cetera. Hunter is walking away scot-free, bud. What do you think about that? And why is that? Obviously, it's happening because of who his dad is.
Well, clearly, he had, you know, clear evidence, his own personal videotapes that he recorded, left on his laptop in an unbelievably, you know, stupid set of circumstances, because he was so addicted and so messed up with drugs. But the biggest irony here is the person that spoke about it, and there's a lot of video on it that was so strong on the crack cocaine epidemic that's been hitting this nation for a long time, but in the 90s was Joe Biden. Yeah. As a senator. And he stood up and said, hey, the size of a quarter, you know, you need to go to prison for a long period of time. And of course, videotape of Hunter Biden standing there weighing large amounts of crack, smoking lots of crack. Not only that, but standing naked in front of a video camera with a weapon that he purchased after fraudulently signing documents saying that he was not addicted to drugs and not a drug user, definitely a felony. And information, clear information of him spending money to transport prostitutes to pay for prostitutes to come across state lines.
Yeah.
These are very, very serious allegations. But here's the crazy thing, Al. The grand jury that was impaneled to look at these issues was actually disbanded this week.
Yeah.
Which means they would have to start again. They did not put indictments out. So there's other evidence. There are other ways to do this. But there's some very fishy events going on behind the scenes here. And as far as I'm concerned, these are not the real issues. The real issues are the corrupt business dealings that he and his father had.
Well, I'm not sure how you, I mean, I know how you can say that, but it's amazing how I really believe that when you look at all of the evidence that's coming up, you know, in the laptops, when you look at all of the evidence that's coming up just in terms of photographs, et cetera, I really believe that there is a love-hate relationship between Hunter and his dad, and I really think that Hunter is trying to basically hurt his father politically as much as he possibly can.
You know, maybe subconsciously he's doing that, but at the same time he's defending him vigorously, and his father's defending Hunter vigorously.
Yeah.
The problem is they had this deep level of corruption, which is not uncommon in Washington and anybody with power, it's quite common, that has gone so far and so deep that now they're kind of stuck owning this problem. And that's the problem with the Democratic Party. They're stuck owning the problem because the media, the law enforcement, apparently the Department of Justice under Merrick Garland, all these people are continually covering for these mistakes, and not just mistakes, but illegal criminal activities. And again, what I'm more concerned about is the financial relationships with Communist Party-related intelligence officers from China, the corruption that went on in Ukraine, and of course we still have tons of money being poured into Ukraine right now to support this, you know, ungodly and terrible conflict that continues.
Yep.
And you've got an entire media complex that's actually protecting and not looking and not honestly assessing things that are really dangerous and damaging to not only U.S. national security, but all of our economic interests. And of course, it's just, you know, blatantly corrupt.
It's blatantly corrupt. But I guess the question that I have, Jim, is how much really strong influence is coming in from overseas on all of this? Because this is making the United States look about as bad politically as is humanly possible. So how much of this is being influenced by overseas input, in your opinion?
Well, I think there's a tremendous effort. There's no question the Chinese government, the Chinese Central Communist Party and the Central Committee have a stated agenda to control basically the Asia Pacific region and ultimately be the economic and military power in the world.
Yeah.
There's a lot of evidence that they're gaining that ground very rapidly. They are having problems. They do have demographic problems. They do have some financial issues. But remember, it's an authoritarian government. They could absorb a lot of pain because they don't care about their citizens in order to achieve their goals.
Yes.
And my view is the entire COVID-19 lockdown with the release of this, whether it was accidental or on purpose from the Wuhan lab, had created such conditions that they were able to mobilize fear in Western media and shut down economies that absolutely damaged the American worker and has a long-term effect. Now, that was done in a propaganda media effort unlike the world has never seen.
Mm-hmm.
And we're continuing to see those types of actions that actually change the outcome of the 2020 election in the United States, even if you don't consider the potential corruption in the election itself. And there may be questions about who's involved in that. But I will just say, even without that, the media propaganda that came from that cost the previous administration the election. And the lockdowns, the impact, the pharmaceutical industries, of which the vast majority of them produce in China and make a fortune off this entire debacle, and are protected by these insiders, the deep state in Washington. It's incredible to me that people don't realize and haven't actually, that the media has covered it up. But it's actually not when you start looking at who owns the major media corporations in the U.S. and their interest of being involved in China. And that's where we get right back to the point where people are willing to do anything in order to protect those markets and those financial investments in China, and they know the Chinese will penalize them.
Yeah.
And that was evident yesterday when the recordings released of Adam Silver, the NBA commissioner, and other members of the legal office saying they wanted to be careful what they said so they don't offend China in order to keep their contracts and keep the investment in China for the future for their business.
A lot of multimillionaires being made here. Jim, did you want to make some initial comments about what's going on in the Ukraine, and then we can chat more about that in the following segment?
Yeah, I did. I wanted to highlight, you know, right now, okay, there's something, and we'll be really quick about this. We've only got a couple of minutes, but, you know, they did cut a deal with Russia, it looks like, to export grain, and that will relieve some of the world food pressures, but unlikely to actually stop the possibility of food shortages for many, many poor countries around the world. The United States is going to suffer from it as well.
Mm-hmm.
The big problem right now is as Russia has a closer border to the eastern portion, they're able to resupply and control and consolidate along that eastern corridor, the Donbass region, to protect that Crimea interest. But here's what I think. I'm going to speculate. I'm going to say it here on the radio. I believe that the Croatian government is preparing probably for a large offensive operation. And it will be similar to what the Croatians did against a much larger, much more powerful Serbian army in 1995 to clear out the United Nations protection areas that were controlled by Serb insurgents and the Serbian army, the UNPAWS, in April 4th and 5th of 1995. They had a massive, massive assault that lasted a couple of months and basically cleared out their entire territory. And I believe that prior to the winter, while they have maneuvering space and the Russians are basically tapped out with the amount of combat power they can put back into the theater, I think the Croatians are going to attempt a major operation like that to clean out their areas. I don't know how it will turn out, but it's definitely going to be a wild ride in August and September in Ukraine.
Well, I think it's going to be a wild ride in the world, particularly, I think, as we get more into the domestic elections here. I think it's going to be a very, very wild ride. You guys, we're going to talk about that more as the program progresses. Stick around.